You're listening to SBS News.
Newly appointed British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was met with cheers from the public who gathered outside Downing Street on Tuesday. He arrived to take office following his meeting with King Charles III at Buckingham Palace. There have been many reactions from around the world following his appointment. Rishi Sunak, who is the youngest British Prime Minister for more than 200 years and its first leader of colour, became the country's third Prime Minister in about 2 months. He has pledged to lead the country out of the profound economic crisis and rebuild trust in politics.
I will place economic stability and confidence at the heart of this government's agenda. This will mean difficult decisions to come. But you saw me during COVID doing everything I could to protect people and businesses with schemes like furlough. There are always limits, more so now than ever. But I promise you this, I will bring that same compassion to the challenges we face today.
He acknowledged the scale of his challenge and skepticism from the British public about the state of the economy after the brief, chaotic term of Liz Truss.
All I can say is that I am not daunted. I know the high office I have accepted, and I hope to live up to its demands. But when the opportunity to serve comes along, you cannot question the moment, only your willingness. So I stand here before you, ready to lead our country into the future, to put your needs above politics, to reach out and build a government that represents the very best traditions of my party. Together, we can achieve incredible things. We will create a future worthy of the sacrifices so many have made and fill tomorrow and every day thereafter with hope. Thank you.
Mr. Sunak also praised the ambition of his predecessor to reignite economic growth, but acknowledged mistakes had been made. Outgoing UK Prime Minister Liz Truss left 10 Downing Street after delivering her last speech as British Prime Minister on Tuesday morning. Ms. Truss, who quit last week after 44 turbulent days in office, says she is convinced that the UK needs bold policy change as she handed over to Mr. Sunak, wishing him success in office.
It has been a huge honour to be Prime Minister of this great country, in particular to lead the nation in mourning the death of Her Late Majesty the Queen after 70 years of service and welcoming the accession of His Majesty King Charles III. I look forward to spending more time in my constituency and continuing to serve South West Norfolk from the backbenches. Our country continues to battle through a storm, but I believe in Britain. I believe in the British people, and I know that brighter days lie ahead. And I wish Rishi Sunak every success.
Mr. Sunak's appointment has been met with optimism for future cooperation by Japan and China. Wang Wenbin is the spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry.
We have noted the relevant reports. China's position on developing China-UK relations has been consistent and clear. Retaining and developing bilateral relations is the shared responsibility of China and the UK, and fulfills the shared interest of the people in both countries. We hope that, together with the UK and on the basis of mutual respect and benefit, we can move China-UK relations to advance on the right path.
But the Russian government says there is little sign of improving relations, which have only soured further during Moscow's conflict with Ukraine. Dmitry Peskov is the Kremlin's spokesperson.
At the moment, we see no grounds for hope that there will be any positive changes in the foreseeable future. Russia remains open and ready to discuss the most complex issues at the negotiating table, but not to the detriment of our own interests.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo were among the European leaders to offer their best wishes to the new Prime Minister. Among those who congratulated Mr. Sunak is former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. As the first British leader of Indian heritage, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also sent his congratulations, while Britain's High Commissioner to India, Alex Ellis, claims Mr. Sunak's appointment is indicative of the cultural changes that have occurred in the UK.
It's a big day for the United Kingdom. We have a new Prime Minister. That Prime Minister is young. His grandparents came from India, his parents from East Africa, and he's a Hindu. This is a sign of the different United Kingdom which there is today compared to the country which I grew up in, or my grandfather, who was here in India fighting for the Indian Army, would have known as well. So it is quite a different country, and it's a big day to mark that.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers also congratulated Mr. Sunak, stating he looks forward to working with him.
I don't think it's insignificant that a country like the UK has its first Prime Minister of colour. For those of us who are used to being at the younger end of the spectrum, his age is obviously also quite a thing. But we wish Rishi Sunak well as he elevates to the Prime Ministership. He's a friend of Australia. The UK is a friend of Australia. We look forward to working with him.
And US President Joe Biden describes Rishi Sunak's appointment as a groundbreaking milestone. Omar Bello, SBS News.